Watch, Chelsea handler admits Trump's election drove her to seek psychiatric help and drugs. By BenQ on April 6, 2019. Far-left comedian Chelsea Handler admitted that the election of President Donald Trump forced her to seek psychiatric help and smoking cannabis for anxiety relief. Appearing on Real Time with Bill Maher, Mark whisked the failed Netflix talk show host about her new book Life Will Be the Death of Me, where she tells the story of how Trump's election victory over Hillary Clinton sent her spiraling toward a midlife identity crisis. "You know, I'm reading your new book and I'm feeling like a bad friend, because I didn't realize you were suffering so much," Maher began. "Everyone took the 2016 election hard, but I didn't know it really knocked you down like that. And you came back stronger, that's what the book is about. Yeah, I had a midlife identity crisis once Trump won, because I had never had my world feel so unhinged, I think," Chelsea Handler explained. "And I had to pay a psychiatrist to listen to me bitch about Donald Trump for about the first 3 weeks. For me, it was a huge emotional trigger of everything being destabilized and privileged I'd been all my life to be this upset every day. And the outrage and the anger, I just wanted to fucking fight people," she continued. Maher then asked Handler about how Trump's election also led her towards drugs such as marijuana to help quell her political anxieties. Over recent years, Handler has made countless bizarre rants about Trump and his supporters, even questioning whether they enjoy watching people suffer. "What I discovered is alcohol and outrage are not a good mix. So I pivoted to towards weed and cannabis. And for me, the cannabis was a gateway drug to meditation," she told Maher. "And then, I had my awakening, and I was like, hey, fuck Trump, we've got so many other beautiful things going on." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.